When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody. Good evening. Hope you're doing well. We finally have a road team getting a victory in the NBA playoffs. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125 to 108. Of course, Milwaukee playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo, and that series is now tied up at a game apiece. Minnesota, they won their game. They are now up 2-0 on the Suns. The final there, 105 to 93. Mavs and Clippers currently playing. NHL going on. The Panthers just beat the Lightning in overtime, and I've been following a lot of that. Hey, you want to call the show? No problem at all. Let me give you the link right here. And then I'll give you a QR code as well that you can see, and we'll update that. You can see it right there up in the corner of your screen. So there's the link if you want to call the show. And so happy to have you here. Awesome. We are going to be taking whatever questions you may have. All right. Again, call me right now. There's the QR code. It's right there for you. All right. Whatever's easier for you. But we can talk NBA, we can talk NHL, we can talk about the Kings. We had a very nice show, I thought, with Jerry and Ryan last night, given our grades. And for those of you that were not with us last night, you can go and check it out on my platform, whatever you use for your podcast, or you can just go back here to my channel if you don't like that and watch it at your leisure. And so, first of all, let me get to this. I'm not missing out on the Mavs Clippers game. Just do this show later. No, you watch the show later. Like, I'm not working around your schedule because there's a game going on. All right. I'm not watching a game. You know what I'm watching? Hockey. Okay. So I don't give a damn about the fact that I'm inconveniencing you because you want to watch the game. Go watch the game. I didn't tell you have to watch my show. All right. Unbelievable. All right. Very good question. Are you seeing more hits for less contact in MLB, less swing for the fences? It's a very good question. I am a little bit, and I like that. I want to see the ball in play, okay? I want to see the ball in play. That's what I want, okay? And so, and listen, I appreciate your support. I understand. But guess what? If I want to stop, if I want to be doing my show where there are no games going on, I got to start a show no later than 4 o'clock. And the analytics and all of the numbers that I get from doing these shows tell me that I get a much bigger audience when I do the shows from 5 o'clock on. So if I do a show at 5 o'clock, I'm going head to head with the first NBA game. I'm going head to head with the NHL. If I do a show at 8, at least I've got some games that are over. I got two NBA games that are over, Kings fan, that we can talk about. I got hockey games that are over, okay? So we can talk about it. If I do a show at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, all of the early games are going on and there's nothing to talk about. And I don't want to do a show at 10 o'clock at night. It's too late, you know? So I appreciate your suggestions, and maybe I was being a little hard on you, but the point is, you got to look at it from my perspective. When do you want me to do the show? You want me to do it later? I can't do a show at 10 o'clock at night. I'm not doing that because we have a lot of people that watch the show in other parts of the country as well. I got people that are watching the show worldwide. I got to pick a time that, you know, works for the majority of people, all right? There you have it. All right. Grant, would you like to see the Giants? What would I like to see the Giants do with the number six overall pick? Do not take J.J. McCarthy. All right? Do not. Absolutely do not. Do not take McCarthy. All right? Don't want to do that. All right, let's get to some phone calls. We check in with Zach. Zach, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Grant?
I'm good, buddy. What's going on?
I just wanted to see if you, for my assessment for the offseason for the Kings, what you think. I think the difference, if the Kings do not sign Monk, I think it's an automatic F for the offseason. That's just
agreed.
The starter.
Agreed.
It just has to happen.
But, Zach, that would be without us knowing whether or not they would get somebody in return that you would get excited about. I mean, I would think the chances of that would be unlikely. But I'm with you. If you lose Malik Monk, you do not become a better team, Zach.
No chance. And then, I mean, you're right. If a sign and trade happens somehow and we get something back that's decent, that would be good. But, I mean, if we lose Monk, that'd be the third great shooting guard that Monty has lost on his term.
Yep.
I mean, Malik, Bogdan, and Dante, three of those guys gone? It's only been probably like 3 or 4 years, too. That would be insane for him to lose that under his belt.
You know, losing Bogdan for nothing was horrible. And Dante Vincenzo is a good player, but he wasn't right in Sacramento because he was coming off his injury, which limited him in Milwaukee. He actually did well in Golden State, but look at what he's done for the Knicks. You know, DiVincenzo for the Knicks has been really, really good.
Absolutely. I think Dante was pretty upset with the Kings for getting benched over Justin Holiday because we were trying to lower his trade value.
He was. He did not want to re-sign here. He did not want to stay here. And he made it very well known to his agent, get me out of here. He was not happy from day one. He didn't like the culture. He didn't like a lot of things that he saw. And he wanted to get out of here. So that's very accurate.
Yeah. And as far as like to use something with a 4-year 55 MLE exception that we have, we do need a sort of a wing that can create or make some shots by himself. Sort of like, I have looked at the free agency market a little bit. There hasn't been anyone too crazy on there that I'm excited about, but someone like a Rui Hachimura that we can even trade for or something just to get a shot on his own or play make a little bit. It's going to be tough for us to find someone like that.
Yeah, and when you look at how well Minnesota's played this year in Oklahoma City, and I think the Clippers may be on the backside of the mountain after this year because attrition has to catch up with them. I would say the same thing about the Phoenix Suns. But I think we talked about this on the show yesterday, Zach. You know, there are teams that are coming up the Kings' backside right now, like San Antonio with Victor Wembanyama, and the Rockets were very close this year. And, you know, I think right now we would admit that Minnesota's better than Sacramento, Oklahoma City's better. New Orleans is better. I think we could all agree on that. You know, Zach, I'm not ready to say that Dallas is better. I like the way the Kings matched up with Dallas this year. I mean, they were 2-2 and the third game or the fourth game was very close. It went down to the wire. But I guess I think you and I would both agree the Kings need to add talent to this roster or we're going to be talking about the same thing next season.
Yeah. And I'm a little worried just because it's a little tough with the amount of assets we got. I mean, we do got the draft pick and maybe some very future draft picks, but we can't really do much other than, I mean, the one good thing is that Keon Ellis actually is a very good player, and that can give us a little bit of some leeway to trade a Kevin Huerter or, you know, if we get a wing in the somehow like a Kyle Anderson or Royce O'Neal or something in the free agency, we can trade a Harrison Barnes or something. So there is something.
You can. I mean, I have a little bit of a different opinion than you do on Keon Ellis. I like him. But as Jerry said yesterday, he's a third guard. He's not a starting two guard in the NBA. That doesn't mean he's not valuable to your team, Zach. That doesn't mean he can't play. It just means that I think that's his better role. I'm not a fan of his as a starter as compared to what I think he could do for this team off the bench. And I think that's his best role.
Yeah, I can see that. That's fair. I think if it depends what happens with the with Malik Monk. If we re-sign Malik Monk, I mean, maybe we just say, hey, you can start for us. Just take the 19 and a half, and Keon can come off the bench, and that'll give Kevin to be an asset like that.
Yeah, I don't know why Mike Brown is resistant to start Malik Monk alongside De'Aaron Fox. I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, I think it might be time now, because you can always, you know, if Fox comes off the comes to the bench, Malik can just stay in and he can do his playmaking. And then when Malik comes, you know, it's not that big of a deal if you can, because just like in James Harden, Chris Paul, they did the same thing. They stacked them and stuff like that. So we could do the similar thing with Monk starting and he can get his 30 minutes at least a game.
It's a huge offseason. I think we can all admit that because the Kings did not make the playoffs this year. And if they don't make the playoffs next year, Mike Brown and Monte McNair will be unemployed. So they understand what's at stake, too. Their jobs are going to be on the line next year.
It's huge. You're absolutely right. I think Keegan's got to develop something. They're going to try to get him into some one-on-one playmaking or something to, during the offseason to get him better in that. But, yeah, it's huge. If the Kings don't make the playoffs next year, you can't just make it once and just call it. You got to be a little consistent there. And so it'll be interesting to see for sure.
Zach, good having you on the show, man. I appreciate your insight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Grant. Take care.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye. Hey, if you want to call the show, again, it is very easy to do. You got the QR code at the corner of the screen. You also, let me give you the link here. And if this is easier for you, whatever works. But would love to get your feedback. And your calls right here on if you don't like that. And in a couple of moments, I'm going to tell you about the auction that's going on my website if you don't like that. All right, let's get to some more phone calls. And we say hello to Michael. Michael, how are you?
Doing great. I thought I think this is a huge offseason for the Kings. They got to, you know, re-sign Malik Monk and, you know, I think see who the Kings should get for the free agent that will fit with their roles perfectly with under Mike Brown's system. What do you think?
What was the name you mentioned?
You know, the free agent is going to be huge this year. I know Kings are going to supposed to get Malik Monk, right?
Well, they're supposed to resign him. Right? There's no guarantee, Michael, that they're going to be able to get him. The free agent list this year, Michael, is not really that attractive compared to other years. And I need to wait and see whether teams are going to retain their own free agents before I can say who I think they should get. Because last year was very disappointing on the free agent market. They didn't really improve their team. So I'm a little skeptical, but I think it's, you know, again, we need to wait and see a little bit. But there will be, Michael, there will be some players available that can help this team.
Okay. We just need someone that can help this team, you know, take a next step. You know.
Michael, thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Thank you for calling the show.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Love the calls. Love the feedback right here on if you don't like that. Mike Brown wants to be a high-paid contract. Well, he already is high-paid. You know, I don't know if you're aware of that. He's already making a lot of money. Mike Brown wants to keep his job. Mike Brown wants to win. That's what Mike Brown wants. All right, let's get to Jay. Jay, it's good to have you on the show again. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good, buddy.
Good. I just had to get on because I heard, I think his name was Zach. He said, you know, if we don't get Malik again, it's going to be an F. I'm very optimistic, and as much as I love Malik and the energy he brings to the team, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with that because, like you just said, you know, there's a lot of players that can help this team out. A few names that come to mind, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it, were Emmanuel Quickley is an unrestricted free agent who can kind of come off the bench, or, you know, he probably could start next to Fox. Like you said, my friend, he's a Kings fan too. He says, no, we got Keon. He's going to start. I'm like, as much as Herter is hurting this team, I'm putting Kevin Herter over Keon still.
I would too. And I would have Keon come off the bench in that scenario. I agree with you.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Emmanuel Quickley, one guy that I think is kind of under the radar is Lonnie Walker. That would be kind of like coming off the bench that we can probably sign him for $2-5 million a year. You know, we are Sacramento, so we probably will have to offer a little bit more just because we're a little bit smaller. Obviously, he's played in Brooklyn. He's played in L.A., which are bigger markets than we are, unfortunately. So we will have to, you know, kind of offer some players a little bit more than they normally would take to play for.
Yeah, I like the name Quickley. I hadn't really thought about that, and I think that's a good job on your part.
I just figured that out today. I was like, oh, yeah, we got to jump on that.
Yeah, you know, I like that. I think that would be a really good fit. I think the one thing we can all agree on is that the Kings need to really fortify their bench. Their bench needs to get stronger. So whether he starts or whether he's not, he would definitely be a guy that could help make this team better.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. And he might not be as consistent as Malik as far as pure scoring, but he's a definitely a better defender, in my opinion. Yep. And that's no disrespect to Malik. But
no, you know what? It is no disrespect. And here's the deal. The Kings did not make the playoffs this year. That can't happen again next year. And one way of assuring that, you have to get better players. You just do.
Yeah, there's going to have to be at least, in my opinion, 3 to 5 different players on this team.
Yeah, maybe a little too much because that's over 1/3 of your roster. So I think that maybe
at this point I'm just like, get rid of them all.
you want to see like a whole new thing, huh? Without rebuilding. The word is reload.
That's what the Lakers do every season, right? The Lakers every season have new rosters, so that's pretty much it.
Yeah. You know, very interesting point. Again, I think we keep on talking about Jay the West. And when you look around the teams, it's daunting because there are so many teams right now that are ahead of Sacramento in the talent department.
Right. Victor Wembanyama, you got you know, the Rockets and Jalen Green.
Yep.
There's a lot. And then you have the Jazz, which, you know, they have marketing, but they also have cap space.
That's correct. And you also have this teams that you just mentioned that may get high draft picks. And the Jazz have not only the draft capital, they also have Danny Ainge, who's really good at putting a team together. And then, Jerry brought this up yesterday. We're not even talking about Memphis, okay? Think about a Memphis team next year that's healthy.
You know who I would love from Memphis is Desmond Bane on this team.
Oh,
they're not going to give him up.
No, but, boy, he would be good. I love Desmond Bane, and he always kills the Kings. Almost every time the Kings play Memphis, he has a big game.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people, they say, you know, with the Malik Monk thing and make trades and stuff. I know I'm not a GM, but I know one thing's for certain. There's not going to be any trades until we figure out what's going on with Malik, because that changes. We will trade. I'm sure we will, but it changes our trade targets.
Yep, sure does.
You know.
I appreciate your thought process and what you bring to the show. Thanks again, buddy.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Really good stuff. I didn't even think about it quickly. I think that's I like that. I think that's it, you know. Mike Brown wants a new contract. Everybody wants a new contract. Everybody wants a new contract. Okay? Name me someone that doesn't want a new contract.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Stress. We all have it to a degree, big, small, but I think you can agree we all carry around different stressors. Most of you know what I've gone through the last 4 years, complete career change, moving across the country, filing a lawsuit, being in the news often, dealing with all of that, trust me, has not been easy. And if you keep things bottled up, it can really have a negative impact on your life. Therapy is a safe space. You get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills. You can set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And you know what, folks? It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. Hey, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online, it's easy, convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/grant today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/grant.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Brown's not going to get a new contract. He better make the playoffs next year, or he's going to be looking for a new team. There's no way that Mike Brown's going to retain his job if the Kings don't make the playoffs next year. I'm just telling you, not going to happen. And I'm not anti Mike Brown. Don't get me wrong. I'm just telling you the way it is. He needs to make the playoffs next year. All right. So the auction. All right. There is the QR code for the auction, or you can go to my website, If you don't like that.com, but what is up on your screen right now is the QR code for the auction. And we have several items with perks that go along with them. So all you need to do is go to my webpage. If you don't like that.com, I'll put it up on the screen for you so you can see. If you don't like that.com, and right at the top, it says auction, and you can make a bid on the Larry Bird autograph shirt with Jerry Reynolds from the late 80s, or the Wayman Tisdale autograph with Jerry Reynolds, or Jerry's shirt. We've got golf. We've got a meal at Bennett's. We've got a digital session with me. So go check it out if you don't like that.com. Happy to have everybody here. We are talking about a variety of topics. So if you want to get on board, you can do so. All right. So this is an open forum, right? And I wanted to update you on this because during our post-game shows, for whatever reason, I get people inquiring or speculating on the lawsuit that I have against Bonneville International. The lawsuit is still ongoing. The lawsuit is scheduled for court on November 13th, and I am hoping, along with my attorneys, that we get to a jury trial on November 13th, but the court date is already scheduled. There are some things that are going to happen between now and then, but as I've shared with you and promised you, I will always keep you updated on any developments with my lawsuit. All right. What do you want to talk about today? Hit me up. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Love the support there. Thank you. People ask me about the game last night at the Garden with the Knicks and the Sixers. You know what bothers me? And by the way, the NBA has come out and they have agreed that they missed two calls that would have affected what happened at the end of the game on Maxey. But you know what? I would like to watch one NBA game, and at the end of the game, when they have the post-game press conference, not hear about the officials. Can we just have one game, just one game, where the players do not come out and rip the officiating? LeBron's act is getting very old. And LeBron, I have the utmost respect for him as a basketball player. You know what, LeBron? Make the three at the end of the game. Then you don't have to worry about the officials. You're wide open. Your defender fell down. Make the shot. Okay? Make the shot. All right? Or you know what? Get a stop at the end of the game. Okay? Stop talking about the officials. You know, ripping the replay system. I didn't see LeBron make every shot in that game. I saw LeBron turn the ball over. I saw LeBron miss free throws. He wasn't perfect. Why do we expect other human beings on the court to be perfect when the best players in the world aren't perfect? It's human error. They're not going to get every call right. Stop complaining about the officials after every single game. All right, let's get to Zach. He brings up an interesting point. Kings will not have enough money to sign quickly. Toronto has a ton of cap space and can offer way more than us. Responding to you, Jay, no chance we get him. Zach, you're into the numbers and everything. I wouldn't say no chance, Zach, because there are always trades and things of that magnitude. So, I don't know. Hey, Rico, I'm going to tell you, you're very close to getting banned. So be careful with your messages, okay? I am the opposite. I have the utmost disrespect for LeBron, most overrated player in history. Well, in all due respect, I would say that you know absolutely nothing about basketball. If you think he is the most overrated player in history, I would say that your knowledge of professional sports and basketball is next to zero. Thank you for your message. Unbelievable. Incredible. You're delusional if you think LeBron James is overrated. All right? Wow. Incredible. Let's take a poll right now. Should I ban Rico or not? Give me a poll. Give me like a 30-second yes or no. You know, I'm not going to make the decision. I want you, my loyal audience, to make the decision. LeBron is 40, averaging 25 points a game. No one has ever done that. The guy is incredible. All right? Thank you for your support, Grant. Good luck on the lawsuit. We're pulling for you. What do you think the Raiders should do with the 13th pick, or should they trade up? It's a very good question. I'm thinking offensive line. That's what I would do. As far as trading up, if you love somebody in the draft and you feel that the only way you can get them is to trade up, then you trade up. All right? Kyle says, LeBron is not the most overrated. He's the biggest crybaby ever, though. Yeah, he's definitely not overrated, you know? Definitely not overrated. That's for sure. He's one of the great players in the history of the game. Some people think he's the greatest. Some people have him two. Some people have him three. But you cannot have the conversation of greatest players of all time and not have LeBron James in there. You can't. You can't. You just can't. All right? All right. Again, hit me up on the chat line if you want to call the show. Let me put the QR code up there. That one is for the auction. This one that you have right now is to call the show, and you are more than welcome to come on. I've been watching a lot of hockey. Anybody out there watching hockey? I've been watching mostly hockey, more so than the NBA. And then, you know, listen, there have been some really good games. I think that the two games last night with the Knicks and, you know, their win against Philly and Denver coming back from their deficit against the Lakers were really big. Jeff wants to know, how many years does Curry have left? At a high level, maybe none. Maybe we've seen the best of Steph Curry. How much longer can he play and be effective? A couple. But at the level that we are accustomed when we think of Steph Curry, maybe none. But he can play for a couple more years, you know? He can definitely do that. He can definitely play for a couple more years. All right, don't forget about tomorrow at 8 o'clock right here on YouTube. Ryan will join me, and we'll talk more about the Kings' upcoming offseason, and we will talk about anything else going on in the world of sports. That is tomorrow at 8 o'clock right here. Steven wants to know, why doesn't the NHL market their players? They do market their players. You just don't see them on national ad campaigns in America. In Canada, you do, but not here in this country. I mean, you can only do so much to marketing. You know, the hockey ratings actually are off to a very good start this year, you know? I don't have any idea what the Utah hockey team will be called, Kevin. I don't. I think they're letting a poll with the fans, and I think they're doing it that way, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? Wagus says, Denver has a better supporting cast. And on the court last night, LeBron was phenomenal, especially when he guarded Murray on multiple occasions with blocks. I don't disagree with that. I mean, LeBron James is unbelievable, especially what he's doing at this age. It's pretty freaking remarkable. It really is. It's pretty remarkable. I think about, I can't believe that I called his first ever game in the NBA at age 18, and Jerry Reynolds in the middle of the game said, if he, you know, barring injuries, we may be looking at a guy that down the road will talk about as the greatest player of all time. It's a hell of a comment to make in an 18-year-old's first game. That's some comment. I'll never forget it. And Jerry was spot on. Maybe you don't have him as the greatest player of all time, but he's in the conversation. And that was something. That was some message. That was some insight from Jerry Reynolds. All right? You know what? It was an honor. It was really neat. Said calling his first game is an honor. It was very special. Kevin says he was at that game. Awesome. All right, let's get to some phone calls, and we say hello to Eli. Eli, how are you?
Hey, Grant. Good. How are you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Thank you very much for calling.
Sure. Yeah. So a couple of questions for you. First thing is, which team do you think is most likely to win the West the way things stand now?
I'm still going with Denver because they have the two best players, in my opinion, in Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. So I still think that the road goes through Denver, and I think they're going to be very difficult to beat four times. How about you?
I think I would agree with that. And if that doesn't happen, then OKC would probably be my second favorite.
The thing about OKC is I don't know if they have the pedigree right now to go from a non-playoff team to the finals in 1 year. It normally doesn't happen like that. I don't know if they have enough experience. And for that reason, I'm not going to pick them.
Well, who would your number two be then?
Probably Minnesota. I like the way they play. I like their depth. They're healthy. And I would probably pick them second. If Kawhi Leonard were to come back, I would give them a real good chance. But I still cannot see James Harden playing in NBA Finals. Because I still think in a big game, if they get to round three in the conference finals, that he'll screw it up. So I'm going to go Denver 1, Minnesota 2.
Okay, sounds good. And then shifting gears to the Kings real quick. I didn't watch your long show, so maybe you already went over this. But if you were to say, like, what's the one thing that the Kings can realistically do in the offseason, something that you think is realistic that if they do, they might have a chance to improve their team for next year?
Well, they have to keep Malik Monk, Eli. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not going to improve your team if you lose Malik Monk in all likelihood. You're probably not going to get somebody on the free agent market or drafting for sure that is better than Malik Monk. So to me, it starts right there. I mean, if you don't re-sign Malik Monk, I don't know how you become a better team.
Yeah, but if they keep Monk, then that just keeps them where they were this year, right? So they need.
Yeah, I think they really need some size. I think they need that enforcer type down low. I still think they're soft. I still think they get pushed around. I still think they need someone better to go alongside Sabonis. That's what I think.
Okay, fair enough. I hope they do that.
Thank you, Eli. Thanks, appreciate it, buddy.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, let's get to some more folks right here. And welcome to the show. How are you?
Go ahead. Who is it, me?
Yes, it is. How do you pronounce your name?
Oh, okay. Lofton.
Lofton. Sorry,
kind of like Kenny Lofton.
My eyes are not as good as they were. I'm looking at the print. I'm like, what is that? Lofton. Okay, Lofton, it's your turn, buddy. Go ahead, Lofton. Did I scare him?
Fan, help me, Lofton. You still hear me?
Yeah, go ahead,
I'm
buddy.
Here. I'm here. Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, well, go ahead.
The internet
what do you
weird.
Want to talk about?
Okay. First, Rico is an ass. I think he should be banned. I just want to throw that out there. I don't know if you saw chat. Okay. Just a quick food for thought. What would the Spurs ever trade Wembanyama, or
no.
What would it take? Just
they're
like never, a fun question.
They're not going to trade him. He's their whole franchise. He's the reason why people buy tickets to go to the games. They're not going to trade him.
Okay, that's all I had. Shout out, everybody. I'm looking forward to another good season of Kings ball.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Could they trade Wembanyama in 10 years? Yeah, maybe, but they're not trading him now. He's just, he's their franchise, you know, he's their franchiser. There's no doubt about that. All right. Again, if you want to, get involved on the show, you can do it very easy. And if you want to be a moron like Rico, I can get you off the show. So it's your choice, you know, whatever you want. I don't play favorites. I just do what the audience wants, do what the fans want. You know, that's what it's all about. Again, don't forget tomorrow, 8 o'clock again, I'll be back here with Ryan in Sacktown, and we'll talk more about the Kings and the NBA. What do I think the Clippers do with the number 5 pick? You know, Cody, I didn't even realize they had the number 5 pick. Or the Chargers, I was going to say. See, I told you my eyes are going bad. You know, Cody, the Chargers are rumored with Minnesota. I saw two reports yesterday of Justin Herbert, and I would be shocked if they went and traded Justin Herbert and drafted a quarterback at number 5. But who's the coach there? Jim Harbaugh, is he in love with J.J. McCarthy? He knows McCarthy better than we do, right? Do you think that would be a possibility, Cody? What do you think? I mean, to me, you're not a contender in the first year if you take a rookie quarterback and lose Justin Herbert. Now, what would you be able to get in return if you really love McCarthy? If you're Jim Harbaugh, and that's if, and you get a lot of draft capital, and Jim Harbaugh's plan is, I know it's going to take me 2 or 3 years to become the team that I want to be, similarly to what he did in San Francisco when he took over. Do you go that route? I wouldn't. Just Beast Up says, Chargers trade down. They have a lot of roster spots to fill. It just makes sense. You know, I just updated you on my lawsuit. If you missed it, you can go back and watch the show at your leisure. I just spent a couple minutes on it a little while back, but I do appreciate you being on the show, but I don't want to go over it again. Just go back and watch the show at your leisure. All right. Again, if you want to get in on the program, the QR code is up for you and you can join the show. We've already had some very good calls. Cody says, not sure McCarthy is available at pick number 11. And he loses a big three prospect receiver. I'm not a J.J. McCarthy fan. I'm just not, you know. I'm not. Not in terms of a NFL franchise quarterback. I think he can play in the league. But, you know, I'm really hoping the Giants don't take him if he's on the board at number 6. I wouldn't like that, Cody. Cody, you ask me, I'll ask you, what do you think they do at number 5? You know? What do you think they do? I did a rant on this morning. Look at all the mistakes. Look at the Trey Lance draft. Look at all the mistakes that were made in that draft at the quarterback. Trevor Lawrence was taken number 1. Remember that? Zach Wilson was taken number 2. Remember that? Trey Lance 3. Then Justin Fields and Mac Jones at 15. And what happened? That's not that long ago, 2021. The only quarterback still with their original team is Trevor Lawrence with the Jacksonville Jaguars. How many mistakes are made in the first round with quarterbacks? All right, Kyle says, what do I want to see from Keegan Murray in this next year for him to take the next step? Kyle, he has to be more consistent offensively. He has too many games where offensively he's ineffective. And that can't happen. All right? Can't happen.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Can't happen. You know? That's got to improve. He does everything else very well. I have to see more consistency. All right. Any thoughts on Aaron Boone getting tossed from the Yankees game yesterday against the Oakland A's? Yeah, the umpire was wrong. He made a mistake, and the video and the audio doesn't lie. So there you have it. You know, if you ever want to talk about, gee, can replay be expanded, that's a time where it should have been expanded because you can't kick out a manager in the first inning for not doing anything. He didn't say a word, and you just can't have that. It was wrong. And Aaron Boone is a real ass to the umpires. But that doesn't mean he should get tossed. He's real hard on the umpires. Very hard. But that doesn't mean that he should get tossed. He didn't do anything. It was clear as day. So to me, that was a big mistake. All right? Big mistake. Grant, give me your thoughts on possibly getting Brandon Ingram from New Orleans if they offer Murphy a starting slot. New Orleans doesn't get better by trading Brandon Ingram. I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening. So, you know, I'd be very surprised. I really would. All right, don't forget tomorrow, 8 o'clock, right here on If You Don't Like That. Ryan and Sacktown will be with me, and we're looking forward to doing that show. If you miss any of the shows, just go back and watch them at your leisure right here on YouTube or on my website. I take all of the shows, and when they're done, I transfer them to audio only, and then I put them on my podcast and on my website. So you can go to my website, ifyoudon'tlikethat.com. You can watch any of the shows, and you can also check out the auction. All right. All right. We got Alex who wants to join us. Hello, Alex. How are you this evening?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Good. I had a few questions. First, if the Kings did, I mean, obviously everybody wants to keep Monk, but if they kept Monk and did something semi-incremental like Jonathan Isaac, do you think that would be good enough to get into the sixth seed or no?
Yes. I mean, okay. they were very close to the sixth seed this year, so there's no reason why they can't get to the sixth seed next year.
Okay, and I guess another secondary question to that, would you pair Isaac with Sabonis or have Isaac off the bench?
I don't know. I'm not going to talk about who I would have. I mean, I don't like speculating on hypotheticals. Let's wait and see if that happens, and okay. Then I'd be more than happy to talk about where they would fit. I just think Jerry always says this. Mm-hmm. You become a better team by getting better players. And to me, it's that simple. You know, Alex, it really is that simple.
Perfect. All right. Thank you for that. And then
go ahead.
Yeah. Next one. Are you as high on Jaden Daniels as a lot of Raider fans are, or not as much?
I am. I'm very high on him. I've talked to a couple of football scouts that think he's the best of the bunch. So I am. I think he's going to be very, very good. And if the Raiders were able to get him, I think that would be phenomenal.
Okay, fantastic. And the last one, if you have time, I know a lot of, we mentioned before, a lot of us love to hear you call games. And that's a lot of our childhoods and all that. And I know you got stuff going on with the lawsuit, but if there was just some lightning chance that they said, hey, Grant, can you call one game for us? Would you do it, or that's kind of just done already?
Well, they would never ask me, hey, can you just do one game?
Yeah.
In order for me to walk in to Sacramento and work again, I need some apologies. I need people to go, hey, you know what? We overreacted. We made a mistake. It was the times we were in. We panicked. We overreacted. And we owe you an apology. That's the only way I'm ever working again in Sacramento.
Fair enough. I appreciate you answering all my questions, and have a good night. And thanks again for the content. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And, you know, when my lawsuit is over, and assuming I prevail, and I think we will, maybe that apology will be forthcoming. If not, then you move on. I've really enjoyed doing these type of shows. I've enjoyed doing my podcast. I've enjoyed interviewing a lot of people that are very well known in the sports landscape. So, you know, I had many great years in a town that I dearly love, and I still love. Sacramento will always be my home. People know that. My friends know that. I think my audience knows that. But what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. And that's why I'm so confident I'm going to prevail in my lawsuit and be vindicated and make a point to so many others about the problems going on in this country and the cancel culture and the wokeness and everything else. I'm not just fighting for me. I'm fighting for a concept. I'm fighting for what this country was founded on. I'm fighting for others that have been dealt a similar fate as mine. And I'm also going to make it very well known of the people that lied throughout all of this. And it's going to be under oath. And if they lie under oath, they'll be convicted of perjury, and in some cases, for a second time. So I'm going to have the truth come out, whether it's via the lawsuit or book, the truth is going to be heard. The truth is going to be known. Because I know the truth. I know 100% of the truth. And I have a lot of insight to would make people raise their eyebrows. Yeah, I'm looking forward to all of that. And there are going to be some people that will not be looking forward to that. I can 100% unequivocally promise you that. There will be some people that will not be looking forward to my book. That I can absolutely promise you. And I will swear on the lives of my children that everything I put in writing in a book or on a broadcast format will be the truth. Let me repeat that. I will put the lives of my children behind this statement. If a book is forthcoming or a broadcast format, every single thing, every word in that book will be the absolute truth. There will be no sensationalism. There will be no fabrication. It will be the truth and the facts. Period. There we have it. Kevin wants a signed book when it comes out. Deal. You know, deal. Absolutely deal. You know, as far as DeMarcus Cousins, he didn't do anything wrong. He asked me a question. People always think, gee, I got a lot of ill will against DeMarcus. I don't have any ill will against him. He asked me a question. I answered it. I would answer that question if you had sent me, you know, what do I think of BLM? All lives matter, every single one. If you don't believe that, I feel sorry for you. I really do. I truly feel sorry for you. So I don't have anything against Boogie. I don't care for him. I think that he was one of the most prolific examples of somebody that wasted his career because of his behavior. He could have been in the Hall of Fame. He could have been one of the great players ever in the NBA, but he was his own worst enemy and he ruined his career by his behavior. Nobody wanted him. He went from team to team to team to team. And finally, he got a second chance with a coach that was aligned with him in Sacramento and Michael Malone. And after a short period of time, Michael Malone didn't want him back. The Denver Nuggets didn't want him back, and they didn't make any overtures to keep him. That is unfortunate. I can't name any athlete in the modern era, to me, off the top of my head, that was as talented as Cousins, who completely screwed it up. Maybe Antonio Brown, but at least Antonio Brown reached the pinnacle of his sport. But man, oh man, don't you hate to see talent go to waste? And it's because of just looking in the mirror, and that individual that looks in the mirror won't admit that the problem is what's staring back at them in the mirror. Boy, that's unfortunate. Unfortunate. All right, we're going to wrap up the show tomorrow, right here, 8 o'clock. If you don't like that, I'll be with Ryan in Sacktown. Really enjoyed the chat. Love the open forum. Love talking about a variety of topics. Appreciate each and every one of you. If you have not yet subscribed to the show, please subscribe to the show. Also, give me a thumbs up. It would be greatly appreciated. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow right here at 8 o'clock. Bye-bye. That's 8 o'clock Pacific.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.